So, of course, because I am going to relocate, the sorting of old stuff has become, well, part of every day, actually. And even though, because I was older, I found myself going through older things and kind of thinking about them and maybe having them resurface, the move will kind of accelerate that. So this one is a very, very old drawing that I did, which actually became a cloth at one point. It goes way back. I think I called it the most unusual rabbit. And I want to review a little bit about how that came to be on cloth. This one here, is a cloth that, I went back to look at the Magic Feather project and to link to Wendy, who a lot of you know, who works with troubled children. And this cloth is with her. And I have received many pictures from her of people, of children working with it as part of the textile therapy. But I see that a lot of the links to the old pages that she had, and for those of you who don't know her, they don't work anymore. It is just so funny how all of this is happening at once, how everything that I kind of thought was permanent isn't, and it's just all floating out there now. Anyway, I wanted to get back to this because my journey from paper to cloth and then back to paper is really, well, it's really going to become more important. And in this process, I am going through a lot of all my original artwork, and I had planned to release a lot of this original artwork as cards and things like that. And that's back in my mind now. And I actually want to go through, little by little, each individual paper piece and make sure that I take the time to consider how it might become a cloth work. And yeah, I'm not sure. I was going to use the old Spirit Cloth Shop for just the paperwork. Perhaps I will just list what I'm calling Jacquards, JAH being my initials. Maybe I will use the Threadcrumb Shop, I'm not sure. But I do plan to actually, this is part of a letting go thing. I really want to not do printed cards or anything like that. I really want them to be one of a kind original works, and I do want to allow them to go. I'm in at the point where I just don't want to hold on to that any longer because I actually want to go forward on paper, and I think that this could be the beginning of that. Sometimes letting go is the beginning of holding something new.